Yo, what's good, people? In this tutorial, I'm finna show you how to make a Lil Uzi Vert, Chief Keef, Sean Ferrari, like an old Atlanta style trap beat, real Atlanta trap based music, but like a modern day, the modern version of it, you know what I mean? The updated 25 guide. But yeah, let's get started. I'm thinking we're gonna do a BPM of like 150. Yeah, that feels good to me. We're gonna make some in the key of D minor. That seems to be real popular for these genres. Really, you can make some in any key, but like knowing sort of the vibe and the feel that a lot of subgenres go for will help you to make accurate beats. So we're gonna start with some brass.
Baba Booey.
That feels dope as fuck right off the instruments in my head already. I kind of have a lot of the layout for the instruments and the drums, really. This whole beat is damn near made in my head. I'm making this with a classic trap song in mind. A lot of people will probably be able to guess which one it is. And you know, that's a balance when you're making beats. So like being inspired by something and making something that sounds like to the same level of quality and the same level of dopeness and bounce, but at the same time, putting your own originality to it and your own feel to it. One of the most difficult things is like figuring out the balance between just like imitation and creation. It's real easy to find the template to make like somebody else's style, but then you gotta kind of put your own shit in there and figure out how to keep it still like hella quality. That's really all about like trusting your creativity, trusting your ear, trusting your judgment. I'm just kind of talking shit, producer philosophy at this point.
LOL.
And then I play the wrong notes. Ooh. I've been doing a habit of not transposing. I'm gonna try to do some different quantizing on that to see if this works. Never even looked at everything in this sound font yet because there's so much shit in here. Dope ass piano down here though.
Bada bop boom pow.
I'm just looking at shit right now. Yo! Might not be a bad idea though.
Let's go.
I want to try to find a reverb that fits the size of the sound, if that makes sense. Like the sound kind of sounds like it's in a room, so I want to make my reverb kind of echo that room. That's actually fire. Not the coffee got me choking like weed, bro.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Oh, we got the fucking... I was literally gonna use this sound anyway. That's crazy. That's hard. So right now I'm just like throwing in different crashes to complete the bounce. How do I explain this part? There's certain things that you do in music that just kind of let the listener know what part of the song they're hearing. So you put like cymbals on the top a lot of times, or like a riser leading into the next transition. So I'm just doing certain things to make the bounce obvious. fucked around and finished my whole coffee, but that shit is cold. It's one of my favorite ones in a long time, for real. I guess I say that about every beat, but I fuck with this one, for real, for real.
Thank you for listening to this demo. Leave a comment if you made it all the way to the end. Just wanted to say I appreciate you. And if there is some other type of audio content you want to see me post, feel free to let me know what you want to see me dropping, because I'm always looking for more ideas. Much love, man.